And for more on the security situation, we turn now to Paul Wilkinson. He's a terrorism expert at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. Hello.
Hello there.
Reports say an investigation into this plot has been going on for months. Can you tell us anything more about how the plot was uncovered?
Well, clearly it was a combined operation between the police anti-terrorism squad and the intelligence services, and clearly they've been investigating these people that they suspect of involvement in this conspiracy for several months, and they must have reached a point where they had enough information to believe that an attack was imminent, and that is why they have intervened at this stage. And I think the measures that have been adopted, though they will cause some inconvenience to travelers, are absolutely justified in view of the nature of the threat.
Now, as Rob just told us, the plot might have involved liquid chemical devices. Both the UK and the US have, both of them have now banned liquids on airplanes. That includes hair gels, lotions, beverages. What can you tell us about the suspected devices?
Well, of course, until the full investigation is revealed and we know more about the allegations, we can only speculate. What we do know is that terrorists in the sophisticated cells that are now operating in so many parts of the world have been looking for different kinds of explosives, not the traditional military explosives, which are more easily detected in the X-ray machine process, for example, liquid explosives that could be used and devices that could be assembled on board the plane. And I think the measures that have been adopted are designed to prevent that from happening. For example, peroxides can be used as standalone explosives or as oxidizers in composite explosives. And TATP, which is triacetone triperoxide, can be synthesized from acetone. So, I mean, those are the kind of materials that the terrorists might have been using. Whatever the actual plot, it's clear that the authorities are quite sure that hand luggage would have been the way in which they tried to get these things on the aircraft. So yeah. It's very important to stop the use of hand luggage going onto the aircraft. Only a very restricted range of articles is now allowed.
Now, the United States has raised its aviation threat level, as we said, to the highest for flights from Britain to the U.S. And sort of domino-like, airlines around the world are canceling flights to Britain, limiting carry-on items. What are the wider security implications of this plot?
I think the implications are that the terrorists are still very interested in attacking civil aviation. They know that that is a possible way of causing massive casualties. And we must remember that the Al-Qaeda network of networks, the most likely suspect in this case, has clearly a record of attacking civil aviation, most notably in the 9/11 attacks. And we know from all kinds of sources, intelligence sources, and the statements of the terrorists themselves, that they wish to carry out another spectacular attack, particularly against UK or US or both.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Paul Wilkinson is a terrorism expert at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. And again, British police today say they have thwarted a major terrorist plot to simultaneously blow up several aircraft traveling between the U.S. and Britain, blowing them up using explosives smuggled in hand luggage. The British authorities said the plot would have resulted in, quote, mass murder on an unimaginable scale. We'll continue following this story throughout the moment.